Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
It's nice to be back. We've missed you all.
It is lovely to see your smiling face, Carrie.
Yes, we just wanted to start today's show by letting you know that today's show is going to be a show filled with light and love. We are very aware that there has been a very tragic incident over the weekend that has affected many people, but we are also aware that there are lots of kids in the car listening this afternoon. So we're going to try and bring a smile to your faces today for our show. We are thinking of everybody who was involved in the tragic incident on the weekend. As a mum who spent many, many hours walking around shopping centres with young babies in prams seeking comfort from strangers when home feels quite lonely. I think this is a story that has been very hard to process for many people.
Yes.
There are other beautiful souls we lost on Saturday, and they deserve to be honoured and mourned as well. And we are thinking about all of their families and all of their friends and all of those people who were brave in that shopping centre on the weekend. Our heart goes out to all of you, everyone that's been affected directly, but also indirectly as well. The ripple effect for this is huge. So thinking of you all, and yeah, hug those that you love tight.
Absolutely.
Carrie and Tommy.
Have you seen the latest Bluey episode?
No.
Of course you haven't. It was more of a question to people listening.
Oh.
So I haven't seen the episode yet, but the whole episode is about Bluey's family selling their family home.
No.
And everyone's like, does that mean if they've sold their home, it's the last ever episode and there's no more Bluey and no more Bluey's house, right? Now, producers have come out to say whether or not the show will continue, and I'll tell you that in a little bit. But one of the men who I don't think he realised he was going to be in the middle of such a controversial episode is Rove McManus, who plays the real estate agent in the episode, and he joins us now. Welcome.
What have I done?
Whoa.
What have I done?
Did you
Why didn't I learn? No, I didn't know. I thought I was going to do a bit more. I come in, I read a line, I leave.
Oh, is that just your way of having a dig because you read about five lines and I only had one?
That's a great reaction video to your kids watching your moment. No, look, I knew the premise of the episode, but I wasn't aware of my role as Bucky, the real estate agent, who is the guy selling the Healer household. It's massive.
Right.
Not just selling the house, but moving to a different city.
I know it's not a numbers game and we shouldn't compare, but Carrie did have about three words. how many lines did you have?
Oh, look, you lose track after the first four. But it's one of those things, I don't know, did you have the same thing, Carrie? We're like on the day, like you're in there for what feels like ages. Doing a whole lot of stuff.
Carrie was not in there for ages.
I wasn't. I mean, maybe I just got it right
but
the first time,
you know.
Carrie didn't even go in, Rove.
I did go in.
Didn't you record
phone? No, I did go in. But what amused me so much and made me realise how beautiful and wonderful the people behind Bluey are was when I did the lines for the Bluey episode, and I did go and do it in a studio, the guy that makes Bluey, Joe, was in the car with his kids taking them to school with their mum, and they all listened to me lay the tracks down for the Bluey episode. And at the end, they were like, great job, Carrie. And I was like, this is so weird. It's like the real Bluey family mixed in with the fake Bluey family. It was a very, very surreal moment. But for now, if
as
you haven't...
What was that quote? Lay the tracks down?
Yeah. Rove, I didn't want to pull her up on it, but it was track. When it's one line, it's just track.
Okay.
Can we get a second take on that one, please?
Yeah. Scarlet Bombshell. That's a bit much.
You remember it. See, it was a catchy line.
Sorry, it's not hard.
This is you, Rove. Little bits of you for anyone that hasn't seen it in the Bluey episode, The Sign.
G'day, Bucky.
Banditas! Good news, they want to buy the house.
What?
I mean, they really wanted a pool, but...
Can I call you back later?
Yeah, share the good news with the fam.
Bucky, that's
And then there's
great.
A little bit more.
Banditas, the big B, Bandito.
Hey, Bucky, how you going, mate?
Yay, the sign is back.
I'm happy for you, mate.
A sticker.
Not about me.
Okay, so is there something I need to sign?
Yeah, Mum, no, what does the sticker say?
It says sold.
Oh, makes me sad. Right.
The show will go on. It is okay, Carrie.
No, it just
Carrie.
Makes me sad because, like the episode's pointing out, it's a big moment when you sell the family.
It is a very, knowing that you haven't seen it yet, Carrie, I will warn you, it is a very sad episode.
Oh, it's a special 30-minute.
There are tears. We had a viewing party and my mum was there, my family members around, and my sister, who had, I don't think even seen a Bluey episode, I think was a bit taken aback with how emotional the show gets. I think she was just expecting it to be a bit more lighthearted and like a Peppa Pig or something, not realizing that, no, they'll go for your heartstrings. They will emotionally control you.
I had a Bluey viewing party as well for my 7-minute episode.
hey, Rove, obviously Carrie's a bit concerned about the show's future. I wouldn't expect you to do this. If Bucky's around, do you reckon you could get Bucky to have a word with Carrie now and just let her know it's all going to be okay?
Oh, Kazza, the big C, the big meister. Look, Bucky Dunstan here, just letting you know that, look, can't say for sure whether the house has been sold or not. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I am tapping my nose, but you wouldn't know it's actually up another dog's bum. But the point is, Kazza. The point is, mate, don't you worry, because Bucky Dunstan got his commission. It's a good news story. It's
we
a happy
should
ending,
point out
say,
that Daily Pearson, the Bluey executive producer, has come out and said, no, we have no plans to end the show. So the show has ended with the house sold. What will happen next series? We'll have to find out. Will maybe Bucky need to come back in and help them find another home?
I mean, surely, I mean, give me a seventh line. This is gold to me.
Does Bucky need a wife? Because I could come back too and
this
get
is,
another line.
Sorry, so Rove, what has been happening on this show lately is Carrie has just been desperately hitting on our guests. And I'm so sorry you had to be part of that.
I'm just feeling so very weighty on my coattails at the moment.
What are you talking about? You've had that your whole life with me. Hey, it's a great episode. You were awesome in it, as always. Also, congratulations with your Free the Bears, spending your night in the cage of the weekend.
Yes, thank you very much. And I did do it. I did sleep in the cage. And if people want to... go photos from Instagram or something. You can still donate after the fact because I actually did do it. But yes, to raise funds for Free the Bears. So an uncomfortable night's sleep, but worth it.
It's freethebears.org if people want to get involved there. And of course, the special 28-minute episode of Bluey, The Sign, is available to stream anytime on ABC iView. It's always a pleasure. Rove McManus, thank you very much.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So from my 5 minutes of fame.
Your 5 minutes
sorry,
of fame?
Sorry, it was 5 minutes of fame, but it was a good chance for us to bring up my 5 minutes of fame again on Bluey.
What do you mean and your 5 minutes of fame, Carrie?
Yeah.
You've won a gold Logie.
No, but I mean 5 minutes of international stardom.
You've fallen for it again.
You've been in the media for 20 years.
Anyway, it was just my through line to say from...
How old were you when you were on Rove?
Don't forget the Order of Australia.
Oh, no, an Order of Australia.
Anyway, from that...
You just did this so we corrected you.
Yeah.
Guys, in my 15 seconds... What's that? There's been more. Please, don't, no, don't
oh,
whisk
sorry.
Everything.
Logie, I forgot the Oprah that. Moment as well.
No, that's right.
No.
You know that Oprah calls it her Carrie moment. No.
Well,
I should call her.
From that.
We're back on the 15 seconds of fame.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking in my head about all the stuff I've done.
You just get a bit chuffed with yourself. You have had a very long and distinguished
career. You should be chuffed with yourself. Because look who is in Stella magazine on the weekend. The module that is Tommy Diddle. I will be honest. When you said you were going to be in Stella, we did all think you were going to be on the cover.
Yeah.
I just look a bit, did we?
You don't need to be embarrassed about that, to be honest. They never told me I was going to be on the cover. But I assumed I was as well.
But rightly, you were bumped by four amazing swimmers on the cover.
Sorry, they're amazing swimmers. You are correct. But I wasn't bumped. That was never their plan.
Was it?
No, it wasn't. I distinctly got told by my publicist. They said, she said, oh, no, you need to have a baby or something to be on the cover.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about your baby in a little bit, actually.
Oh, okay.
We need to talk about you and the internet and your child. But right now, we're talking about you in playing dress-ups in daddy's clothing.
it's a big shirt, isn't it? Someone left a comment and it was so funny. They commented and said, once you're done with the shirt, can you use it as a tent?
It was very open. So, because for people that don't know, they only listen to you, you do only wear black and white T-shirts and chinos. You used to wear jeans that should not have been outside of the house. The holes were in places that
nut holes.
I think it was inappropriate for the workplace, to be perfectly honest with you. But you've now switched to a chino. But this outfit, these attire, I mean, you've got a pair of camel coloured pants on that one.
Because they didn't even use the photo. I wore a whole cow at one stage.
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So I think
it's like a cow print.
No, just like a cow.
What does that mean?
Full leathers.
I wore full leathers. I wore like these brown, they were like either leather or suede like pants, and then a matching jacket with it. So honestly, I felt like I was wearing a cow.
That obviously didn't look very good because it hasn't made the cut in the photos.
No.
Instead, it's got your pensive look on a stool.
I did have a
the thinking man. There.
I did have a moment.
Here's the thinking man's crumpet. Is that what the phrase is?
It's weird when you can't think of it. You're obviously not the thinking woman's crumpet. I did have a moment where the photographer was an absolute legend. And we started and I'm wearing a cow, so I'm not feeling super comfortable, but he was great. And then I said, I smiled a couple of times and he goes, okay, just drop the smile. And so I said, what do I do with my face if I don't smile? And he goes,
the sultry look.
Yeah, he goes, just give us a bit. And then I did that for one shot and then I went back to smiling. And he goes, hey, we've got the smile one now, don't you? So I reckon you can drop the smile. And then they had to send the photos, like there was the head office in another state and they were on the phone to the photographer and he just goes, he looks at me and then walks away from me to have the chat.
Oh,
and
I hear him chatting.
And he comes back and I said, they're not hot enough, are they? And he goes, no, it's not that. It's not that. You're great. And don't you worry about that. You're great. But
your smile's not.
Yeah. He goes, we don't need a smile and just smolder. And I said,
smolder.
And I said, how do I smolder? And he had to tell me with what to do with each bit of my face.
What did he say?
So he goes, all right, now stare with your eyes. And then he's like, too much. You look crazy. Yeah. So just stare a bit. Yeah. And then he goes, your mouth.
Yeah.
Just open it a tiny bit.
Hold on, your mouth's shut in both of these.
And then I was like concentrating so hard on trying to smolder that he goes, let's just shake it out, mate. It looks a bit unnatural.
Starting to sweat quite a lot.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And Australian Natural Gas is helping to keep the country running. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au.
I've been watching you online.
Whoa, creepy thing to say.
I'm just saying, I've been watching what you've been up to, and I got questions.
In fact,
the nation has questions.
Do they?
I'm sus. We're going to talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Are you or are you not trolling the internet? Well, that's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I find it fun to throw grenades out and then just watch people go at each other in the comments.
So let's start with the first grenade. It was a pretty big grenade. Actually, it was quite a little grenade in the form of your biological son.
Such
that
an
you
adorable grenade.
Yeah, so cute.
You posted a picture a few weeks ago of you and a woman walking down a hallway with a little child between you that you're holding hands with walking down a hallway. And you posted, nice to finally meet my biological son.
Yes, it was. It was lovely. It was one of those moments that I don't think I'll ever forget. You know what I mean?
What, the moment you trolled the internet or the moment you met your biological son?
The moment I met my biological son.
So here's what I think is interesting. It's not the first thing. It's not the first time you've trolled the internet. Mm. Then a few weeks ago you posted
also,
a video of
that,
you.
That wasn't – I understand what you're saying as a whole, but that wasn't trolling. That was just a wonderful life moment.
Right, right. What about the wonderful life moment where you made ravioli from scratch and thanked your nonno for everything?
Nonno, I not just thanked my nonno for everything. I made it from scratch with my nonno. Okay. You can see in the video.
You don't have a nonno.
The picture
the picture you posted is your housemate Johnny. Don't forget though,
Before we go on, I just need to explain some of the joy. So with that one in particular, right? So that was my nonno in there. But he does look a lot like my housemate Johnny. I do agree. Now, Johnny is only 15 years older than me and not two generations older than me. And he saw the video and he laughed until he read the comments.
Well, that's what we're going to get to in a minute.
The comments are so funny.
The comments are so funny. And they just continue because the week after you made a video of food again where you did it in memory of your nonna.
Who taught me
Johnny,
to.
Janny. What's her name?
Remarkably similar
Janny,
to nonna.
Who taught you to make pasta Janny. From scratch. Today was for her.
To Janny. And actually.
Janny.
Which I actually didn't think about that coincidence, but that is a similar name to Johnny.
Johnny, is it? Yeah.
It's a similar
okay,
name.
Now here's where I think it gets interesting because your followers don't quite know what to do with you trolling the internet.
Oh, you're not getting it.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
I know what you're about to point out, and you don't realize that they're funny.
No, these people are not funny.
Yeah, they are.
No, I'm going to read you the comments and then you tell me whether these people are funny or not. Yes. First of all, I'd like to remind you of when I posted a picture of a KK made Ollie next to a real life camera
and
said, which is
cake.
And then people answered earnestly whether they thought it was the one on the right or
the
left.
And then some people said the one on the cake tray.
And you mocked my followers so much because you said that they didn't get a joke. I think we've got a bit of you mocking them here.
No, you've just got a lot of earnest people that follow
you.
You've got a lot of people that see the
They're
black and
lovely.
White and they miss the grey. Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
They are lovely.
They're lovely.
And I've
Isn't
always...
that the worst description of a person? Are they hot? They're lovely.
Should we start reading some of the comments?
But Carrie,
from
you're about to expose yourself.
Your followers who you think
Carrie,
have a sense of humour. No, these people.
You're about to do what your followers do.
No,
my followers are in on the joke.
131060, listen to these comments and you tell me whether these people are in on the joke or whether you've suddenly got my followers now and you've confused everybody and they've earnestly believed what you've posted. Underneath your post of you meeting your biological son, the first comment. Why had you not met him earlier? Did she not tell you? Question mark.
It's funny.
That's not funny. That's someone
also,
genuinely thinking
I'm sorry,
it's your biological son.
Can we not talk
son?
About that one? Because that is my biological son.
That's not your biological. You don't have a biological son that you know of.
Look at the photo.
Then the next one. Welcome to the greatest love affair of your life. The next one. It's the greatest thing you'll ever do, man. Love that little man like no tomorrow.
Yes,
then the next one. You're such a good man, Mrs. Because you call yourself Mrs. Tommy Little. And then the next one, what? This is awesome. Lovey face. I had no idea. Why did it take so long?
Yeah, but sorry, that one's not a trolling one. That is my biological son. Let's focus on the other ones.
You spoke about in Stella magazine on the weekend.
Yes.
That is not your biological
Look at
son. Eli's
face.
And not only.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Read the producers have the quote.
Yeah, the quote will not be. Is there quotation marks around it? They're not my words.
Despite creating frenzied speculation in late March that he had secretly fathered a child after he posted a photo of himself with a blah, 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 blah. Nice to finally meet my biological son last night. The entertainer acknowledged it was all done in jest and that the boy was a friend's son.
I didn't.
You sound alive.
So you're saying is your biological son.
No, they got that from...
That's not your biological son.
That.
I know who that kid is. That's not your biological son.
I know who that kid is too.
So you gave...
Don't brag about knowing my biological son.
So you... I mean, I... Sorry.
You know how that, boy
in all
has
of this.
Two mothers.
Yes, the complicated thing
you know
is
how
you
two
could
mothers
be...
need someone else to make a
Are
child.
Are you saying that you donated your sperm and that is your kid?
I don't need to delve this much into my private life.
my God. Okay, what about the fact that, let's go to, and the thing that's made web guy Eli pissed off, look at his face, is because.
I know, he wanted the scoop.
When you posted this, he said, if this is a joke, don't go on another radio show or another publication and tell them it was a joke. Let us have the moment.
I said, no, I won't. And I said, I just don't want to talk about it more. It's a very personal part of my life.
Okay.
So why do they know about it then?
Yeah. What about then under your nonna and nonna BS?
So this is where you're about to expose yourself.
No, I'm not.
I need to explain to you what happened. So then when Johnny sees the video go up, he laughs. Until he starts reading the comments, which are just saying, oh, I miss my nonna.
Yes. Nothing beats the way nonnas and nonnos cooked. Yeah, oh, these are special moments to remember, Gary, you're so lucky to have a special nonna.
You're not getting it, because then Johnny reads the comments and he gets so furious. He's like, I'm not a nonno, like this. And people know that. And so they add to the joke.
No, they don't. They don't know that. They think.
Gary hasn't got a joke.
Oh, my God. Italian nonno? Who knew? You're such a great catch, Tommy.
Oi, Gary, you know what you are?
Oh, my God, you're so lucky to have a special nonna.
Gary, you know what you've turned into? Oh, my God. Gary, you know what you've turned into? One of your followers.
No. Around this room, everyone's read these comments. Do you think people thought, one, he had a son, and two, that he had a nonno and a nonna?
Son out of this, I actually didn't want to talk about this. But I didn't want to talk about it. I'm happy to talk about the nonno and nonna stuff.
People think you have a nonno and a nonna that are dead and that you make past in.
Wait, hold on.
They think he's dead. He's in the video.
I thought nonno was dead.
But
nonna's still alive.
Nonna is
which
not
one's
around.
Alive and oh, which no. one's dead?
Nonna's in. Nonno is in the video.
No, but nonna was also the same nonno. No, the same person.
No, nonna is Jenny.
Jenny looks like the
no, it has long hair.
Oh, my God.
It does look mildly animated.
13, 10, 60. Have a look at those comments. Have a listen to the ones that I've said. Do you think people are in on the joke that Tommy has a son and makes pasta in his Italian nonno and nonna's memory? He doesn't even have a nonno and nonna.
I very rarely get serious with you on the show. But can we please stop talking about my son? We can talk. I'm happy to talk about the nonno, nonna stuff. Absolutely. But, you know, family.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon.
You're making me cross.
I don't think I'm making you mad, Carrie.
Well, you don't reckon this woman sounds mad? Oh, my God. No one. Oh, my God.
It does sound a little irritated.
13, 10, 60 if you have thoughts on this. Okay, so you have been trolling the internet. You posted a picture with your biological son.
Can we not talk about that one?
Oh, now you're pretending to be all sensitive about it. You don't have a biological son.
You just don't need to bring my family into this.
What?
I mean, what if his son hears that?
I know.
He doesn't. Okay, the kid in the picture is three. He's not hearing it. Plus, it's not his kid. Anyway, then you post pasta-making videos. How old was he?
He's 18 months.
Oh, sure.
I'm not going to wait till three to meet my son.
Sorry, of course you wouldn't.
He'd wait till 18
months. He has his eyes, does he? Yeah, the picture was him walking away. You couldn't see his face.
No, but I sent Eli some others.
Sorry, guys, did you hear that?
I know. The shrill alarm.
Then you posted pasta-making videos in honour of your nonno and nonna. You don't have a nonno or a nonna. And
my
all
nonno
of your,
is in the video.
No, it's your housemate in the video.
It does look like
And then all of the comments underneath are people genuinely saying how beautiful it is that you've...
You don't get it.
No, I do get it. You've just now got earnest followers suddenly from nowhere.
No, you're the only one me being earnest. They're in on that joke.
People thought it was your son. 13, 10, 60. Did you think it was his son? No, I'm not keeping your son out of it. You posted your son on the internet. Yes. Your son is then property of all of us. We're all allowed to talk about him. What's his name?
I don't want to. When I say I don't want to talk about it, why would I want to give more information out into the world?
So then why did you put it on your Instagram?
But that's why I didn't show his face and I had the back. Sorry, Carrie, we're not all. As a parent, we're not all like you. We're just posting, hey, kids. Sometimes I think you should reach an age where consent is important. And so hi.
Hannah.
Hi.
Have you got thoughts, Hannah?
Well, I do have thoughts because I am actually the one who's responsible for the gag about Tommy's biological child.
What do you mean, Hannah?
I am the one who called out at Tommy's show 3 years ago suggesting I was pregnant with his child. Mm. Tommy, do you remember that?
I do. Sorry, I have two kids. I also have a kid with Hannah.
Do you have a kid, Hannah?
I do have a kid.
Hannah and I went on a date and then she revealed to me much later that we have a child.
Okay, are you trolling us again? I don't know what's real anymore.
I told you, some things are private, and Hannah, it's lovely to speak to you again.
Stop this. It's going to make me go...
Hannah, how is our kid doing?
So we don't have a child.
Yes, thank you, Hannah. Hannah, he's very cross at you now.
Do you want to try again?
No. This is why we didn't work out.
Carrie and Tommy. Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon, but there's something else you got to do as well.
Oh, yes. It is the last week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Thank you to all the beautiful people, yourselves included, who have come along and seen my show. Tommy Goodall has a regular size deck.
It is a brilliant show. You loved it too.
It was brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Great team night. You've absolutely killed it.
Thank you, Bickers.
How many more nights are you on?
I'm on for the rest of the week. Sunday is the last show, and we put on an extra show at the wild time of 4 p.m. on Saturday. So if you think my usual show time of 7:30 or 8 o'clock is a bit too late, you can have a show and be tucked up in bed by 6.
Up next, though, you've shown me a picture of something to do with your show that I don't understand how they did it, for starters.
Yeah, I think it's illegal.
Yes, and why they want it.
Yes.
And what they've now done with it.
And also, I love it.
We'll talk about it next. Yes. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Sorry, I'm having a very weird chat about hypnotism.
Uh-oh, Gary's been hypnotized.
Gary's under. And back in the room.
Was never gone.
Oh, no. I brought it back in a bad mood.
Preferred me as a chicken, didn't you?
And when Eli impersonated you and
you're good.
A dog.
Carrie
had gone to the bathroom and we were back on air and I said, Eli, quick, pretend to be Carrie. And for some reason that I still don't understand, Eli went to the microphone and went,
That's how he thinks of me. Top dog.
Top dog.
Eli, what was your train of thought then?
I'm no good on the mic. I just panic. I feel like I have to perform or do something.
So you went with...
Gary's a dog.
Be Gary. Oh, okay.
Anyway, talk to us about what some guys did post your show the other night.
So post my show, I got a bunch of DMs and I thought, oh, this is interesting. There's all these photos and you know how they're blurred, like when they're from people you don't know?
Oh, and you'd tap to reveal.
And you have to tap to reveal.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I would never normally tap to reveal them just because it's a dangerous game to play.
What are they normally?
Yeah. But then the message under it.
She's back.
You trying to do an impression
of Eli. Myself doing me, yes.
But it was also quite off. So then it had a message under it and it said, hey, man, we loved your show. We've come for the past 3 years and we thought you'd find this funny. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to tap to reveal these photos. And what it was absolutely wonderful. It's them and they're standing next to a giant billboard of mine. And then I'm like, what are they doing? And then there's one on the ground and he's rolling something up. And then another one and he's just proudly standing there with a big thing under his arm of massive rolled up paper. And he sent me a message and he said, we love you so much. We've taken you and put you up at home. And they ripped my face.
Like, oh my God, of your comedy poster.
Yeah.
And but now, like, how big's the poster?
Look at that.
Like a giant billboard.
Yeah, it's like a story size. And so it's on their whole wall in their apartment.
So can you just tear down someone's promotional poster?
No, let's say it was down. I think, probably.
Wasn't the image of them pulling it down?
No, I didn't say that. And if I did, I misspoke.
You didn't have to reveal that one.
But also, it would you don't be an issue if you had an issue with it because it's your poster and you don't have an issue with it.
As far as I can see, these beautiful men and women have just found some litter that happened to, if anything, the poster must have been in disrepair.
Uh-huh.
And they found it on the ground and they've actually cleaned up society a little
bit. Good on them.
Yes, and then they've sent me a lot of photos of them having a drink with me.
God, that's so funny. Yeah. I remember
lying on me at one point.
I remember some guys when we were at school had a give way sign in their bedroom, and they thought that was just the best thing ever. I don't know when they took it or how they took it.
Yeah, taking road signs was a real
a lot.
It was a real vibe
in the 90s.
Yeah.
Did you ever take a road sign?
Yeah, I had one in my bedroom that said speed hump. No, I didn't. I had one that said slow. No.
I just want to let people know. Worse or better?
I just want to let people know I've got different gears. Anything for your liking.
Sure.
You're looking at me like, stop talking.
Stop. That's what you should have had in your bedroom.
Oh, Carrie, come on. That's not funny. 13, 10, 60. I'd love to know. What have you got in your house? Because I have a buck hunter machine in my house, and I still, every time I walk home and I see it, I still get pride.
You didn't steal it from somewhere.
That's fine. I just want to know what you've got in your house.
Oh, I got some chairs and a table.
Well,
what
hang on. Sorry.
You just want to know what people have in their house that's of interest. That's interesting.
Gary, is this your first day doing radio?
I reckon. What did you steal from the outside world and put in your house is much better than just, I've got a buck hunter machine.
But what are people going to steal that's better than a buck hunter machine?
But you didn't steal.
I know, but that's because this is my call topic. And these people didn't steal the poster. They found it on the ground. And now they have it, a giant me head in their house. So either the most interesting thing you have in your house, or what did you steal? Are you happy now, Karen?
Or we could just do yours. She's just, what have you got in your house?
Why is that not interesting?
Please go off.
You just don't have interesting stuff.
No, she's got that hydroponic stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. True. And sorry, she has four bars. There's two full size gymnasiums. There's an indoor 50 meter swimming pool. Sorry,
join the conversation. 13, 10, 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Be Monday, Arvo. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, what have you got in your house? Just anything that's in your house.
Yes, because this crew DM'd me and sent me a bunch of photos. They'd come to see my stand-up show, and they had seen a giant billboard of me, and they said, we liked the show so much, we wanted you in our house. And so now they have a giant my head that is about one story high just in their living room. It's wonderful.
Because the actual picture of you is you playing poker with dogs. They could play poker with you. They could be the dogs.
Very true. They could be the dogs.
Yes. Just like Carrie.
We mentioned Eli's impression of Carrie when he panicked when Carrie wasn't here. And I said, quick, Eli, you be Carrie. And this is what he came out with. Oh, Carrie's just back from Le Crapeur. I'll ask her. Hey, Carrie, how do you think Mitchell went? I just meant put on a high pitched voice. I forgot the doubling down. Put on a high pitched voice.
Can we compare Carrie's
impression? Oh, when I tried it before. Well, now that I've heard it, I didn't sound anything like that. I'm back.
Oh, that means I think you picture yourself as a little fluffy
ball. I was going to say, I'm a little fluff ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was weird that you did. Is that how you see me?
Panic dog.
Brenton has called up because you asked, what have people got in their homes?
Yeah, and you thought that was boring. So now they have to be stolen items.
I just thought be more specific. It's more exciting if it's something you shouldn't have in your home that you've got in it.
I've got a buck-under machine. I've got Ed Sheeran's. I've got
that's
Ed Sheeran's
interesting.
Penis.
That is interesting.
And that was unstolen.
Yes,
that was given to me by Ed.
Brenton, what have you got?
Hey guys, I've got a weird fetish of collecting neighbourhood letterboxes.
You steal them?
No,
listen, they miraculously appear here. Kids take them, leave them on my lawn. They know I collect them.
Yeah,
what do you do with them?
Oh, nothing. They're just collecting dust.
But the big brick ones as well, Brenton?
Yeah, the bloody they're hollow. The ones you get from Bunnings. You can flip them out.
The days of the letter are numbered, though. You know that.
Not for Brenton. No, Brenton at all. Hey, Brenton, how many you got?
Six or seven here now. I'm actually looking at them.
Yeah. Wow. See, that's good.
Well, if you get lonely, you just post yourself some mail, then go and open one of them and be like, oh, look what I got.
You know that's got people with one letterbox.
Actually, I could just do that, couldn't I?
Oh, no. Carrie's going to start writing.
I miss getting mail.
Producer,
don't you miss getting my nanny used to write to me all the time.
Oh God,
she's no longer
up her
with
dead
us.
Nana again. Can we go one show without hearing about the dead nana?
I used to like it, and then my grandpa discovered email. Oh. He'd email me.
Does he still email?
No, he's dead too.
Oh, sorry.
My nonno and nonna are no longer with us either.
Producer Pippa, you said you've got a family member with something strange in their house.
Yeah, so my uncle, he's a real Russell Coit type, and he was four-wheel driving down on some abandoned beach in Esperance in WA and discovered this gigantic whale bone.
Whoa.
Like huge, the whole skeleton. But it still had some blubber left on it.
Oh.
And it stank. And he drove it. He tied it to the top of his car.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He drove it all the way back to Perth and stuck it in his backyard.
Did he clean that? What did he do with
it? No, he just waited until it all deteriorated and then he was
What's he do with it in the house?
Skeleton. He put it up on the wall.
Yeah, see, Carrie, he didn't steal that and that's very interesting.
It's not a buck hunter, though. It's far more interesting than a buck hunter. You just bought a buck hunter
joking?
Online.
If you can walk into two houses, you're going into the one with a whale bone and not a buck hunter machine play.
I'm not looking at the buck hunter and going, how did you get that? That's what I'm thinking of the whale bone.
Why not?
Because I'm thinking you just bought it online. You've got no life.
Have you ever seen a buck hunter machine at someone else's house?
I don't care about buck hunter machines.
Yeah, I mean, you could have seven at your house. You wouldn't even know there's
that many
rooms.
Shopper has called up. Why are we calling him Cole Shopper?
Well, she was too embarrassed to give me her name, but she shouldn't be.
Okay. Cole's Shopper, what have you got in your house?
I've got a Cole's shopping basket.
Did you not want to use your name because you didn't want to be apprehended by the law?
Yeah, because I come from a small town, and what if they recognise my voice and I walk in and they're like, you're the Cole's shopping
basket. But surely
when
they come into your house, they see it and know you've got a Cole's shopping basket there.
Well, I don't take all the Cole's workers back to my house.
What do you do with it?
Well, it's like the Barbie basket now. It's got all the Barbie tools in it.
How many?
Is it the real little wheelie one? Oh, no, that's Woolies. Is it like, it's not a wheelie one, is it? It's a handy one.
No, it's the red carry one.
Yeah. And how many of these baskets have you stolen?
Well, I didn't actually steal it. My son did. He came home and he didn't want to pay for a brown paper bag because he said all his groceries would have fallen out. So he just took the basket.
Right. Yeah. He's right. So Carrie, you can't get angry at that. You got rid of plastic bags single-handedly.
Well, he did. I didn't.
Thank you, Cole Shopper. We appreciate that and good luck evading the law.
What about James? Hey, James.
How are you going, guys?
What are you calling up about?
Well, when I was about 18, 19, every time I got on the source, I had a tendency to steal neighbourhood street signs and ended up with about 36 or 37 in my mum's garage.
Did you? What was the best one?
Dickens Street and Cider. So we cut them and put them together at Dickens Cider Street.
Oh, my. Carrie and Tommy.
Because it is that time of year where Youth Homelessness Matters Day is coming up. And so, again, we are doing a Hoodies for Homelessness campaign where all the money raised goes to helping young Aussies who don't have a solid roof over their head. And this year, the hoodies we've made, they're cool. They're just sitting over there. Have you seen them?
I haven't.
Black,
but I love them every
green.
Year.
The green one is awesome.
I love green. I love them. They're the coziest, most delicious things you've ever worn.
They're cool and they're so warm.
They are. Oh, how great.
And they're actually the most comfy hoodies ever.
Are they?
Yeah,
they absolutely
the
are.
So you can just go. They're only on sale for a few days. And again, all the proceeds go to helping young Aussies doing it tough. But also, on top of that, for every hoodie that you buy, one will get donated from the lovely folks at Champion. They will donate to a kid currently experiencing a tough time.
It's a great cause. Where do you go again?
Homie.com.au.
Amazing.
I'm going to be in down in Melbourne in a homie shop tomorrow, working as well from 12 to 1. You can come down. It's say g'day, and they've got cool things. Like you get, they've got an awesome photographer there, and you can get your portrait in your homie jumper, and check it out, and check out all the amazing
work. You know, one of the things I like.
What?
Doesn't shrink. I know that sounds like a small thing. Mm. Nothing worse than a hoodie that shrinks. They don't shrink.
This is very true. Yep. And I know, obviously.
Put that on the poster.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Bick, as you know, I'm obsessed by a song at the moment, and I think rather than just talking about it to you, we should talk about it with Australia.
Because you did talk about it with me.
Yes.
After I was saying I liked the song, and then now I cannot unhear it every time I hear this song, and I think the beautiful people of this nation are going to be annoyed because you're going to change this song for people forever.
Well, I just think we need to – I think it's interesting to point out where the line of lovely and – Eel Despo is, because I think in this song
it's real icky vibes.
It crosses over into Eel Despo pretty well. The song is called Beautiful Things by Benjamin Button, I believe.
What's his name?
Benson Boone.
Benson Boone, what a name.
Yes.
Boone.
Boone.
And we'll play you a bit, and it kind of it.
So it's about a woman that he is breaking up with, and he doesn't want to break up with her.
Mm, and he makes that quite apparent. But at the start, when I was listening to it, I remember the first time I thought, wow, this is really sweet, because it starts out.
And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all.
Aww. And I mean, it really started to get me. I thought, Mr. Button, you have got me right in the Benjamins. And then he goes on.
And I thank God every day.
That's lovely.
For the girl he sent my way.
Yes.
But I know the things he gives me, he can take away.
Oh, so that's the first warning sign.
Oh, no.
That's the first warning sign.
Oh, no.
She's like, God's about to take her. Is God about to take her? Is she about to die, or is God just about to remove her from him? And my ears started pricking up then. And I thought, I wonder how this is going to turn out.
I want you, I need you, oh God.
Okay, it's getting a bit more. Oh.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't want her to go.
Oh. So he really starts to fire in, and at this point I'm like, oh, bro, you've hit the line. You're about to get a bit despo.
If you're the woman in this situation, at that point, is he on his knees or is he just gesticulating?
At this point he's standing up and you're still thinking, oh, my God, he wrote a song for me. You are thinking in that bit, you're thinking, okay, it's Mr. Button, it's getting a bit much, bro, but that's probably the most hectic.
But he's still standing.
That's the most hectic. He's still standing. Yeah. So let's see how the chorus goes. I haven't left yet, Mr. Button. You still have my attention, my former love. So let's see where it goes. And so at this point,
he's definitely on his knees.
He's on his knees, and as his homie, I'm going, bro, too much.
She's got the door half open at this point.
But she's still facing him. Yep. She's backed to the door, and she's gently creaked it open, and she's thinking, mate, it can't get more intense than this. At this point, he's singing to no one. He's shirtless. He's got tears streaming down his face, and he's screaming alone in his own house.
And her new boyfriend's already driven her off in the car.
Yeah. And she sat down, and the new boyfriend's gone, how'd that go? And she goes, God, that was too much. That was too much. But because I actually found, you won't have heard this, but there is a, because obviously we played the radio edit, and I thought, oh, I didn't see there was a version with an extra like minute on. I'm like, I've got to see if this
gets the extended version.
More hectic. Yeah. And at the end, let's see if he chills out and possibly wins her back.
Now I just want video of you actually recording that.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Monday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because we were just talking about Benjamin Button's song Beautiful Things.
Just a tad despo.
Just a tad despo.
But I learnt two things during that little break we had then. Mm-hmm. First of all, I learnt from web guy Eli that that guy, his name's not Benjamin Button. What's his name? George Benson? No, Benson.
Benson and Hedges.
American Idol. I had no
idea. Benson and Hedges.
Benson and Hedges.
American Idol.
And Eli was saying that he's smart because he went on there. Why did he leave partway through?
So he claimed that he wanted to always be remembered as being an artist more so than that guy from American Idol. However,
that makes sense why he went on the show.
Yeah. But Benson Boone already had like a good 1.4 million followers on TikTok prior to joining the series.
Oh. Yeah. So then he went on, and how long did he last, and why did he leave?
So he ended up advancing to go to Hollywood, and then he opted. So after they had aired his episode and he got a bit of notoriety, because he's also an attractive young guy, so a lot of the female audience already like clawed onto him.
Yep.
Benjamin.
What was it? Swoon for Boone or something?
Swoon for Boone.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot better than Swoon for Hedges. Yes.
Yeah. Katy Perry coined that. Swoon for Boone. So then after that, he quit the show. And for like years, he never addressed why. But everyone always assumed it was because he just wanted to get a bit more notoriety on a global...
on the world stage, but doesn't want to be remembered as a... Yeah, the notoriety. The notoriety. The naughty righty.
It really got me. He wanted to be more notoriety.
Naughty righty.
Oh, it's a bit naughty today.
Benson, naughty righty.
That's when the naughtiness ends up being a bit chaotic. It's like a riot. Naughty righty. But it was great that he used it twice.
And then people can see this. He put his hands on his head and looked at the sky and yelled, "I hate talking."
But isn't that fascinating? Because I didn't know he was the guy from American Idol. Had he won, he'd be the guy from American Idol. So
he'd be notorious.
Benson and Edges.
Instead, he's Despo. What would you rather be? Sound like that? Be Despo or the guy that won American Idol? Do you remember any of the people that won American Idol?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not Despo.
No.
No.
No, she's not a writer.
Carrie and Tommy. Weekend number one of Coachella is done and dusted. Ooh. So much happened. No Doubt reformed for the first time since 2015. They performed on stage together.
Very exciting.
Gwen rocking out a bit of Don't Speak. I can see it's done.
So,
sorry, I should have listened to that before I played it.
I say this with, I'm a big No Doubt fan, and that album I absolutely loved. Is it me or...
It was lackluster was the word I'd use.
Oh, I was going to say it. A bit shit.
Well, she then brought on stage Olivia Rodrigo as a special guest performance. Olivia!
Carrie, I think you should have listened to these.
I should have. I just thought I'd listen to it with everybody for the first time and enjoy it, but I didn't even know what was happening.
Well,
there.
You listened to it for the first time, but I didn't enjoy it.
No. So something that you were telling us about is Grimes. She's had to apologise because she had a disastrous Coachella set plagued by technical difficulties. So apparently what happened was all of her tracks that she were mixing were double tempo, and she said she couldn't do the math. Do we have a bit of her there?
Well, partially my fault, but it's not entirely my fault. So
everything was at double time, but I get this as a fellow DJ. She goes on to say that she usually handles every aspect of her shows herself, but she decided to outsource for items like, you know, record box BPMs and stuff. And she normally does the track list, but she was like, got that outsourced. She shouldn't. She said, I had a bad feeling beforehand, having run everything through the CDJs myself.
The track list is her only job.
But also,
there's more to it when you're DJing, like, you know?
But she didn't. So it really made me laugh because I don't know if you saw Grimes came out, but it was incredible. She came out on this, like the production was amazing. It would have cost a fortune and it's all futuristic theme. And she came out on this giant, like it's almost a mechanical spider,
oh.
But it made me laugh because firstly, she clearly wasn't able to drive it because she had a little dude in the front and then she just hopped on the back of the spider. But then she got out and it took her ages to get up to her decks and everyone's like, ah. Oh. Where's
no Grimes?
Yeah. And then all she had to do was hit play on her CDJs, and then she's like, oh, this isn't working.
Oh, you don't just hit play. It's so dismissive.
Yeah, press
of
play
what
and walk away.
No. She,
it's just,
sorry, she sorry, did say on she's a spider away.
I don't know if it's because she's a woman or not. I would have thought women are just as capable as men.
Anyway, speaking of women, Lana Del Rey, who
I didn't
we're about
even
to get
make
on,
it about a women thing, Carrie.
Who we're about to get on in back-to-back-to-back. She brought Billie Eilish up on stage, and there's rumour, because you know how there's weekend one, weekend two, there's rumour that on weekend two she's going to bring Taylor Swift up on stage with her because they're besties and Taylor's new album drops next weekend.
Whoa.
So, yes, hold this space. No.
Hold my
what's the expression?
Blank space?
Watch this space.
Watch this space.
To get to the good stuff faster, start at budgettrucks.com.au. Carrie and Tommy. Around Australia for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I don't know if you saw this news story while we were on break, but did you know until recently it was illegal to plunge a toilet in WA?
Oh, my God. I screenshot this to talk about. I had no idea. Well, I've been plunging away for decades.
Well, but it's only in WA and
in
it
WA,
all made sense now.
Yes.
It's where you're from, but I assume that's why you moved.
Oh, yeah. I assume that's why the law exists.
To be fair, I've never plunged a toilet because it makes me gag
so
much. I hate it. I would call a plumber before plunging
Austin,
a toilet.
Austin, get in here. It's happened again. I've backed up the bog, Austin. Well, then get Janice to do it. What do you mean she's
not
on break?
Janice. No,
I only give her a break
Janice
for 2 minutes.
It.
But she's making a souffle. Well, Jen, pop it off the
well, there's one in here that needs cleaning.
The souffle was what's done this in the first place.
It's not quite as easy to clean as the souffle.
I tell you what, Austin, it looks a bit different on the way out. Far is delectable.
Anyway, I was as gobsmacked.
It's a hard day.
I was as gobsmacked as you that you're not allowed to plunge a toilet in WA until recently, that it was against the law. So what was the reasoning? I didn't read the article.
Didn't know, neither did I. But I went on to other weird laws, and there's one I've been breaking a lot. It's illegal to speak or trade with a pirate in Victoria.
Which pirate are you trading with?
I've got a pirate that lives in my area. Everybody calls him pirate. And
I think he's, yeah.
No, he's not. It's totally with it. He dresses like a pirate. And he's totally with it.
Oh, I'm not talking to him anymore.
I'm not making fun of this man at all.
Why is it illegal?
Carrie, I've only got the
sorry,
laws.
Okay. What happens if you
wait,
do
sorry.
It? What's the fine?
We can't talk to him or trade with them.
Yes.
Is okay.
So then I'm just going to have to just go to the gym with mine. No talking, no,
no
trading. Just push-ups. You and me,
oh, that's
pirate.
Why they always sing in sea shanties, because you can sing to them.
That's good, yeah. Jesse. Smart. Yes, Pippa, you've got your hand up.
Sorry, would you do push-ups at the gym or would you do planks?
Oh, Pippa.
She was so,
that's so good. I love it.
It's so good.
That's a high five.
Do you know why it's great working out with a pirate?
Yeah, right, here we go.
Because the workouts are
hard.
Oh, damn. I think yours was. Yeah.
Yeah, each to their own.
He just wanted to parry you. It's all right.
Oh, Carrie didn't like Jesse's.
I didn't understand yours. What did you say?
Pirates have a parrot on their shoulder.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of myself.
Yeah. She'll get involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Intentionally disrupting a wedding, funeral, or religious service can be penalised with a $10,000 fine or 2 years in jail in South Australia.
So hold on. If they say, does anyone have any reason why this couple
object.
Is that mean they've been asked so they're not?
I don't know, but it's a real trick because if a man stands up and goes, I object because, oh, yes, I love her and I've always loved her. And the other guy, the groom, just goes, yeah, chuck him in jail.
Yeah.
Sweet. It's illegal to publish a notice that falsely reports a birth, marriage, or death. That is in Queensland.
Oh. Yeah,
very interesting.
Is that going to be a problem for you with your
illegitimate child? Yes.
It's not illegitimate.
Oh, sorry, because yours is real. Yes.
Carrie,
yes.
I would never call your kids illegitimate kids.
Oh, my God, stop it. Anyway, check out the podcast if you need some context for that.
So we're going round the world now.
We're now telling people to listen to the podcast to find out about Tommy's son.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to tell them on his socials.
To be fair, he's not telling us either.
I said there's some parts of my life that I should be allowed to keep private.
Oh, we've done this. Yeah.
Check out the podcast.
Poland, this one's for you, Carrie. You cannot wear any Winnie the Pooh merchandise. So you'll be nude.
Imagine if I just got around wearing Winnie the Pooh jumpers all the time.
So it's because...
I always wanted an Eeyore suit.
It's because...
the saddest choice.
You know,
he's always so depressed.
Show.
I loved Eeyore.
Yeah,
Eeyore. Surely Piglet.
Piglet's
way better.
No, he needed a cuddle. Tigger is the best. I like Tigger. Anyway.
Because Winnie the Pooh does not wear pants, and so the authorities thought it was too risque to be worn when there might be impressionable children around. They didn't want the kids getting ideas. Oh, my God. You see that bloke's T-shirt? Take your pants off.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.